So the NFL draft has come and gone, and the main storyline from this entire draft was the historical slide of Shedeur Sanders, who some thought would go top 10, some thought would go top 5. Ended up going in round 5 to the Cleveland Browns in an unprecedented slide. This may have been the biggest slide in NFL draft history. Actually, it is not, could have been. It was the biggest slide in NFL draft history. Why was that? A lot of narratives have been thrown around as to why that is, and most of them are incorrect. And I'm here to give you the correct and the real reason as to why Shedeur Sanders slid so far in the NFL draft. But first, folks, if you wouldn't mind, please like and subscribe down below. We'd greatly appreciate that. Also, my X description or X channel is in the description below. If you want to follow me on X, I'd greatly appreciate that as well. Well, let's get into this video, folks. So first of all, let me lay the groundwork for you. Shedeur Sanders, quarterback out of Colorado, Deion Sanders' son. Everybody knows the story. At least everybody in the sports world knows who Shedeur Sanders is. But for those who don't, Deion Sanders, his father, Hall of Fame, NFL cornerback, very flashy personality, a very outgoing and flamboyant personality. He was very flashy with his style of play and his personality. Went into the world of coaching after he was done with football and has raised his sons up to be his own college football players. And, you know, Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback from Colorado, was a Heisman finalist this past year, had great stats at Colorado, and he took after his father in his personality, very much so. And this, you know, made him controversial with a lot of folks. But the bottom line is, folks, the reason he slid had nothing to do with his personality, but let me say, not his flashy personality, but his personality towards his players, his teammates, how he carried himself outside of football. I'm going to get into all that later on in the video, folks. But the bottom line is, Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback out of Colorado, was projected to be a first-round pick at the minimum. Like I said, a lot of folks like Mel Kiper actually had him as the number one talent in his draft board. A lot of people thought at the bare minimum, he would be drafted late first round to the Steelers. He ended up going into round 5, where he was drafted by the Browns. But here's a clip. Mel Kiper had a complete meltdown. The same guy who had Shedeur Sanders, it's his number one talent in his draft board. Here's his meltdown live on ESPN after he got picked, saying the NFL made this disgusting mistake. Here it is.
Now, whenever you're in circumstances in life, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, whether they're fair or whether they're unfair, you might have to deal with them.
That's
and
right.
Now Shedeur Sanders and has to deal with
and everything.
And for whatever reason, whether he played a minute microscopic percentage, 0%, or it's a legitimate criticism of the way he conducted himself during the draft process, this was the result.
Yeah.
Now he has an opportunity to answer it. I think yelling at the NFL about it is not
right. There's not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was a second round pick.
Tom Brady was not happy.
They dropped. How'd they turn out?
And you know what? Nobody's arguing that can happen.
Race, the NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless. No idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterbacks? They don't.
Nobody's batted 1,000 there, though.
The real reason why Mel Kiper had that meltdown was not because he cares about Shedeur Sanders. He doesn't care about Deion Sanders. It's because he looks stupid from this whole matter. Like I said, this was the guy who was like the first draft, you know, mock board guy, the guy who was able to predict, you know, who should go where and who teams should pick at certain spots. He kind of paved the way, for the NFL draft analysts. And he was made to look like a fool from this whole thing because he was for certain that Shedeur Sanders is the best player in this draft. He should go, you know, number one. And when he slid as far as he did, he was just taken aback as to why that could be. And it made him look stupid because obviously teams weren't buying what he was selling when it comes to Shedeur Sanders. And it was quite hilarious to watch, may I add, seeing Mel Kiper act like a fool like that on camera. He clearly didn't get the message that NFL teams were sending with this draft. And that message was, folks, Shedeur Sanders was not that good to act like a arrogant prick like he has. And yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat it because out in front of the media, he's acted like that. And I'm going to show you examples as to when he did that. But first, let's talk about his play, okay? I'm not going to deny that Shedeur Sanders had great stats. I'm not going to deny that Shedeur Sanders had flashes of great arm talent, great accuracy, and there was little glimpses of greatness of Shedeur Sanders and his talent. I'm not denying the fact that he's a talented athlete, okay? But the bottom line is, it takes more than just being a talented athlete to be a franchise quarterback, okay? If a team is going to draft a quarterback that needs to play right away, there's a lot of intangibles and a lot of things that Shedeur Sanders needs to have in his game that he did not have during his college football career. Now, this is not going to be a film breakdown of a video, but I mean, I'll show you some clips. Unnecessary sacks that he took that he was trying to extend a play where he really shouldn't have. He didn't have great pocket presence, which is all stuff that NFL quarterbacks need to do right away. This is not stuff that they want to teach, you know, take time to teach you if you're going to be the franchise guy. They need you to come in and be able to play right away if you're going to be the guy. If you're going to be drafted to be the guy, that's what you need to be able to do. And Shedeur Sanders, his film just shows too often than not, he is not ready to be that guy. Now, also, he doesn't have great scrambling ability. I mean, there were some times where he had good scrambles and was able to make great plays, but overall, he's not very quick for a quarterback. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. If you're a pocket passer, you're a pocket passer. But also, if you're a pocket passer, you need to have good pocket presence and be able to maneuver in the pocket. And I know he had a bad O-line, okay? But a lot of this, folks, was his own doing of him trying to extend plays and to get good stats that was not necessary, where he could have just dumped it off to the safety guy, where he could have dumped it out of bounds when nobody was open, and, you know, throw it away. A lot of times he was trying to extend plays that he really should have just, you know, thrown the ball away. And that led to him taking unnecessary sacks, and that stuff that NFL guys look at, and, you know, it's something that doesn't look great on film if you want this guy to be the franchise guy right away, okay? Which is what Shedeur Sanders was predicted to be. Now, I'll say this, even with that tape of, you know, his shortcomings, I would say at the least, Shedeur Sanders was a second-round talent. At the least, a second-round talent. You can make an argument that he could be late first-round, mid-first-round, depends on the class. But talent alone, in this class, Shedeur should have been late first, early second, at the least, okay? Now, I would say that's overrated than what, you know, Mel Kiper had in him number one. I wouldn't say that. I think Cam Ward was by far the better quarterback and should have gone number one. But even me saying that he was overrated, that still means he's a late first, second round guy, in my opinion. Okay, I'm not denying that from his talent aspect. So then why did he slide to round five? What was the cause for him to slide that much? And that gap, within lies that gap, is his character issues off the field. And let me just say this, folks. I'm not talking about Shedeur Sanders being a flashy guy and doing his, you know, celebrations like the watch celebration. But I'm not intimidated by Shedeur Sanders and his confidence, okay? And neither are NFL GMs and NFL owners. They're not intimidated to take a confident young black man of Shedeur Sanders. Like I've seen all these idiotic narratives being thrown out there. That's not what this was. Take a look around, folks. You know how many black quarterbacks that are flashy are in the NFL? Look at Lamar Jackson. He wears grills while playing, okay? So if you're going to paint this perspective of NFL GMs are scared of a young, confident black quarterback, you're just wrong, okay? Because Lamar Jackson alone is a great example, as flashy as he can be. But off the field, he's a great leader. He doesn't throw his teammates under the bus. He is a... You know, he's able to present himself well to the media. After taking a loss, he doesn't throw his O-line under the bus. He doesn't point fingers at other guys. He presents himself in a classy manner, and he's a good leader, and that's a guy you want as your franchise quarterback. And that's why the Ravens, you know, have them as their guy and proudly have him as their guy. They should. Not only is he a great player, but he's a great guy off the field. Meanwhile, he's still what you would call flashy, and he is exactly what these people, like Stephen A. Smith, these sports analysts, are trying to say that NFL GMs are afraid of. Look, Lamar Jackson embodies all of it, so it's just completely false, okay? And I'm just using Lamar Jackson as an example. There's other examples out there. Look at what Cam Newton was when he was in his prime. He was a great example of that, too, and he was the Panthers' franchise guy for his entire career, almost. So that narrative of NFL GMs being scared to take a guy like Shedeur Sanders because he's flashy and he's confident, and it's a bunch of baloney, okay? The real reason Shedeur Sanders slid is because, you know, I'll give you this example. Does anybody remember when Shedeur Sanders was making fun and bullying of like a third-string quarterback, I believe it was, or I can't remember exactly what position he was, but this guy who ended up leaving Colorado because he was being bullied by Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders, and then after he came out and said this on social media, he got bullied by Shedeur Sanders. Like, he was like a third-string guy. What does he matter, you know? Oh, like looking down on this guy because he was, you know, not as high up on the depth chart as he was, and they basically bullied this kid out of Colorado. I remember that story. It seems like nobody's talking about that story anymore. But then there's also this instance. After Colorado lost to Nebraska, where he blatantly throws his O-line under the bus. Here it is.
I mean, how many times did Riley get touched?
You said what?
How many times did Riley get touched? There was able, like, of course, whenever you're able to run the ball consistently, and whenever you're able to, then that opens up the pass, you know? But it's just like you got to understand, like, what your team good at. So it's like, why would we keep running the ball if, okay, we out there and we get in a situation where it's a must get and we don't get it?
Right. Are those like kind of like fourth and one conversions that haven't gone your guys' way in the last couple of, is that kind of play into everybody's mind? Is that kind of something on your mind thinking about, you know, advancing the ball and whatnot?
Nah, I'd rather, if we're going to go down, I'd rather go down swinging, honestly, because I know I could throw the best punch.
You know, it's moments like that that just show you Shedeur Sanders is not ready to be a franchise guy. You know why? Because franchise quarterbacks, after losses, they got to take the L on their shoulders for the most part, even if the media is going to vouch for them and say that it was the O-line's fault, it was the receiver's fault, it was the defense's fault. They couldn't hold up the other offense for them. Even if all that is going on, the quarterback has to take the L on himself every time. Why? Because he's the leader. He's the leader of the team. You're the franchise guy. So even if all that is true, even if Shedeur was right, his O-line didn't block for him, it's not for him to throw them under the bus in the media. That's not what a franchise quarterback does, okay? And it's instances like that that show he's not ready to be a franchise guy. And it's all personality, and not from personality of his confidence, personality from he's not a selfless leader. He's not selflessly leading his team. You know why? Because he wouldn't have thrown his O-line and his teammates under the bus after a loss like that. He would have taken it on the chin. So stuff like that are red flags to NFL teams that this guy's not ready to be the guy for them. And they're not going to take him to be their guy. All that has nothing to do with him being flashy, him being confident, whatever. That is a character issue. And, you know, there's reports, Todd McShay said in his own podcast that apparently he had a meeting, a pre-draft meeting with Brian Daboll of the Giants, and he was not prepared for the meeting at all. And he went in, and when Brian Daboll called him out on not being prepared, Shedeur took issue with that. How dare you call me out for not being prepared? And the meeting kind of went downhill from there. But if those reports are accurate, which I believe they are, if they're coming from guys like Todd McShay, there's been a lot of reports out there that aren't correct. People, you know, making memes out of this. But I would say Todd McShay knows what he's talking about here. If that's correct, you can only imagine what happened in other meetings. And if you're going to come in and, you know, present to a team, I'm ready to be the franchise guy, but you don't even have the courtesy to prepare for the meeting, what does that say? And you're just going to go in and dictate where you're going to want to be taken. You're going to dictate how things go. You're going to go in and tell the GM what's going to happen, and this is how it's going to go. That's not how it is. And it has nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing to do with anything other than common courtesy to present yourself to your future employer that you want to be a part of, the team, the guy heading the team that you want to be a part of and you want to be drafted by. If you're going to go in and show him that you're ready to be the guy, then you got to show up prepared. You got to show up polite and willing to show your skills, you know, whether it's breaking down film, whether it's discussing scenarios, game situations, whatever. That stuff you have to be prepared for if you're going to be the franchise guy. Bottom line, I don't care what skin color you are. And this is being made to, I keep mentioning skin color because this is being turned into a race issue. This is being turned into a, like I mentioned earlier, a confident young black quarterback can't succeed in this NFL because older white owners and GMs, they're going to teach him that things are done a certain way. And they're not going to handle all that flashiness and all of this bravado because things are done a certain way. It's absolute nonsense. And here's Stephen A. Smith actually furthering this narrative. Here it is.
Career Warren Sapp had and how legit that brother was on the football field. We got to remember stuff like that. Why? Because even though that draws no comparison to Shedeur Sanders in terms of behavior or anything like that, that's not where I'm going. Like, if you think that I'm going to sit here and assume that that was strictly an evaluation about his football skills alone that led to him falling out the entire first round without his father having an impact, I don't buy that. I don't buy it.
I'm tired of everything being turned into a race issue with ESPN. And I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen when Shedeur started to slide. It was going to be made into a black player issue. Folks, take a look at the NFL. You know how many young black kids were made into millionaires by the NFL? By NFL owners and GMs who took these kids and drafted them and made them to be their franchise quarterbacks, made them to be their franchise whatever, safeties, running backs, whatever. If you're going to run with the narrative that the NFL is racist, you're completely out of touch. You're completely out of touch. Jalen Milroe, quarterback at Alabama, drafted in the third round. You look at other guys, you know, Cam Ward, drafted first overall. Clearly, this isn't a race problem. Because look at the draft. Look at who all is playing in the NFL right now. Look at Lamar Jackson. Like I said earlier, some people thought he should have won the MVP. It's not a race issue. It is a character issue. And it is an issue of, you know, being willing to be the franchise guy and not throw your teammates under the bus whenever you take a loss and, you know, bullying players out of your program. It's not a black player issue. And I'm tired of that narrative being run around by guys like Stephen A. Smith. It's complete and utter nonsense because historically the NFL has taken black players and made them millionaires. These same racist NFL owners and GMs you're talking about have made these kids millionaires. It's not, and the bottom line is, folks, these NFL owners and GMs, their jobs are on the line with who they pick too. Do you know how many NFL GMs and owners are going to be thrown under the bus if Shedeur Sanders goes on to be a Hall of Fame player? Which he very well could be. This draft is not a life sentence for Shedeur Sanders. If he goes on and does what he is capable of doing and being a Hall of Fame quarterback, all those guys that pass on him are going to be thrown under the bus. So their jobs are on the line too. So they don't, they want to succeed as much as anybody because their job's on the line. So they're not going to pass over a guy because of his skin color or his flashy personality, whatever. It's 2025, folks. And the NFL is where it is today because of black players. So that narrative needs to stop because it's complete and utter nonsense. The bottom line is Shedeur Sanders slid not only because of his shortcomings on film, bad pre-draft meetings, bad character flaws out in front of the media where he's throwing his teammates under the bus. You know, add that all up and it's a formula for a guy who's going to slide. And the bottom line is too, folks, this was not a great NFL class, or excuse me, quarterback class. Look next year, guys like Arch Manning, Nico Imaliava, Carson Beck potentially. Look at all those guys. Next year's class could be really stinking good. So why would you risk taking a guy like Shedeur Sanders if you don't feel comfortable with his personality, you know, flaws, his character flaws? Why would you take him now where you could just wait next year and get somebody then and a much better quarterback class? So all of those things added up as to what led to Shedeur Sanders' his slide. And it's unfortunate that this is being turned into a race issue. I knew it would be by especially folks at ESPN, but it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with he wasn't mature enough and ready to be a franchise quarterback, in my opinion. And it's not racist to say that. It's just the bottom line. And if a white quarterback had those issues like Johnny Manziel, some people are saying, well, where were you when Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield had those issues? They were out in the open talking about it too. But the bottom line is, folks, Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield were much better than Shedeur Sanders was in college. And that's a fact, okay? Just look at the film. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, they were taking risks taking those guys. I mean, Johnny Manziel should have, talent-wise, should have been much higher in the first round than when he was. And how did that pay out for the Browns? Not well, right? So the same organization that made that mistake is taking Shedeur Sanders when they did, okay? So the bottom line is there were people having those worries then. but they were much better in college than Shedeur Sanders. And it's not crazy to say that, okay? I know the stats say what the stats say, but I still think Shedeur Sanders was a late, you know, first round, mid second round guy, like I said earlier. But film wise, Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield out of college had the film to look like they could have been a franchise guy. And with those character flaws noted, they took a chance on those guys. And Baker Mayfield didn't really start to pan out until later in his career anyways. Johnny Manziel, we all know what happened there. So teams have a reason to be concerned about these character flaws if they're there. The bottom line is, if Shedeur Sanders was good enough to overlook that, they would have taken him much earlier, but I just don't think he is. Okay, so all that being said, it's not a race issue. Like I said, character flaws, film shortcomings, all of that, Shedeur Sanders was not ready to be a franchise guy. And I hope Shedeur Sanders goes on and proves all of those guys wrong that did not take him. And he goes on to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, because he can. He's a talented athlete. If he fixes some of the stuff, like I mentioned earlier, his pocket presence and making better decisions, I think he could be a great NFL quarterback. And I hope he proves all of them wrong. This was not a death sentence to Shedeur Sanders. This could have been a wake-up call to some things for him that he needs to fix moving forward to be the franchise guy. But don't listen to this narrative that it's these racist old white GMs who, you know, things are going to be done a certain way. It's just, guys, come on. You know, it's 2025. Let's move on from that. It's not true. But appreciate you guys tuning into this video. Hope you guys liked it. Please like it down below. And follow me on X2 if you want mine. It's in the description. And if you liked this video, check out all the other things Right Side Media has to offer. And subscribe so you know whenever we post anything new. And you can check out all of our content as we go. And we greatly appreciate that. But until next time, I see you guys then.